Thank you. You can be seated. You have your Bibles, turn to 2 Samuel chapter 23. 2 Samuel chapter 23. We are thankful to see each one this morning. I know our time's been flip-flop because of revival, but it's good to see each and every one. Glad to have visitors that would come this way. And, I appreciate you praying for me. Appreciate just the fact, the honor and privilege that I belong to a God-fearing and praying church. That is such a wonderful thing to just relax in, to be comfortable in, to know that God's people have your back. Oh, and you do that by getting on your knees, and I appreciate that so much. 2 Samuel 23, I want to be an encouragement to you this morning with all of my heart. I feel like it's very needful that we are encouraged, because we have a great, great work to do being God's people left here. We've given a work that no other organization on earth has been given. We've been given the very work of God. And I'm thankful for that. I am glad that we've given that. And yet, if you're not careful, you can get discouraged. You can get down and out. And that's not where any of us need to be. And yet, many times that's where we find ourselves. And so this morning, with all my heart, I want to be an encouragement to you. 2 Samuel 23, verse 8. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had. The Techmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino the Esnite. He lift up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines that were gathered together in battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it, and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory. Now we're going to cease reading with these few mighty men this morning. David had other mighty men and other men that faced great challenges, and not just David, but throughout Scripture we have heroes. We say heroes of faith that bring us encouragement, not just men but women as well. There's a lot of great women, and we could have turned and read from some of those as well that were great, great women, faithful up against great adversity in Scripture, and yet they stood strong. But I want you to notice this morning just a few mighty men that were involved with the enemy. They were in battle with the enemy. And if you notice here, in each case, it says, the Lord wrought a great victory. You can find that magnified in verse 10, in verse 11. The Lord. This man rose up, but the Lord wrought a great victory. This man come along, but the Lord wrought a great victory. And I want you to see this morning that even though that it was God that wrought the victory, and it was, there's none of us have any power except it be of God. You know, I can come here and I can preach till I'm blue in the face, Brother Jake, but if it's not the Holy Spirit that relays that message, I have no power. I can't convict a heart. I can't change a life. I can't even get to your ears if it's not for the very power of God. And it certainly can't save a soul. And, you know, I can't wash a sinner clean, but the Lord can. And the Holy Spirit gives His people great power. You know, we come this morning and I hope to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit. Think about revival. That's what we need. We need for the Holy Spirit to get a hold of us and get a hold of our hearts and change our lives. And for those that are lost, that they could be saved. But I want us to see that even though it was God that wrought the victory, it was still a very weary ordeal for the man with the sword. That makes sense. God gave the victory, and He did, but God gives victory through people. He uses men that submit. He uses women that submit, and He gives the victory through men and through women. And even though God gave the victory, it was through these men, and these men were very weary. Eleazar, his hand clave to his sword, and they were weary. Anybody here weary this morning? Tired? We have a great church. And it's not just because of the people, it's because we have a great God.
Amen.
And God has made a great church here. God established a great church here. And it's been established for over 100 years right here in this community. And God has been doing a great work with this church for over 100 years. Before any of us were even born, God was here and God was working. He was working maybe through some of your parents or grandparents. He was working right here in this community. And people were being saved. And it was through men and women that submitted to the Holy Spirit, and God used them. Whether it was a man preaching the truth, and God used that truth to touch hearts and souls were saved. Whether it was through looking over at an example and saw old faithful so-and-so that was there at church day in and day out, year after year, time and time again, and one that you knew was faithful and one you knew you could call upon and they were going to be there and they could touch the throne of God whenever they prayed. And so that's been going on for longer than any of us been alive. God established His work here. And now He's given us the privilege to have a little part in it. We have a great church. We have been charged with a great work. But listen, the Scripture says this, where much is given, much is required. So there's much, Brother Matt, there's much that's required of me and you. We're members here. Each one of you that's been saved and you're a member at Clear Branch, we've been given much. And much is required of us. And so I want us to see that all the men of Israel, they abandoned Eleazar on the field. That's got to be hurtful. Here you are, you jump out on the field and you're swinging the sword and man, you're laying it to them. One by one, the enemy's falling around you and you swinging that sword. You know, you look around. And you just keep swinging. An hour go by. 2 hours go by and you look and I haven't seen any of my people here in a while. Just kept on swinging. And he kept on swinging and he kept on until there was nobody left. Bible said that all of Israel had fled. And you might say, that's so discouraging. I believe in a sense, I believe he probably got lonely on that battlefield by himself. He kept on swinging. Nevertheless, he arose and he smote the Philistines. He was weary. What does that mean? Weary. Well, some of us probably know about being weary, don't we? You know about being weary? Heard a man describe it this way, weaker than dishwater. We can get there, can't we? Just weaker than dishwater. Old dirty dishwater. Need to be thrown out. His hands clave to his sword. But he stood and he continued to swing it. Now, I know this morning none of us are swinging a sword, not the metal kind, but we do hold a sharp two-edged sword. And I believe we're supposed to be swinging it. God gave it to us. That's our offensive weapon. When you think about the armor of God, He gave us everything to cover up our front and then a weapon to advance with. This is what we've got. And it's what does good. All the other things in the world, all the garbage that's out there, all the half-truths and the lies and all the things that we're facing today. And here we are with a weapon that's sharper than anything this world has. That's us. And this man, he stood. Now this is the encouragement that I have for us this morning. The people returned after him only to spoil. Now that may sound a little bit odd. Brother Barrett, you may now left him and then they come back later. There was still a victory over the enemy. Just one man standing, but there was still victory over the enemy. You talk about seeing the power of God. You see the power of God in 1,000 people, or do you see it more in one? The Lord took Gideon. He took his whole army and whittled them down to 300 so he could say, that way people will know it's God. Well, if you just have one man on the battlefield when it's all said and done, everybody else is gone, and he's still there, and God gives the victory, when you come back around, you say, I tell you what, it had been God. Couldn't have been old Eliezer by himself. I know him. I bumped beside him. I know that fella. Had been God. But listen, it's encouraging to me. There was a return. And there was still a day of spoil. They all spoil. And Eliezer didn't say, what do you think you're doing? Coming back around here now, I'm going to spoil. Everything on this battlefield belongs to me. He didn't receive none of the glory, did he? He gave it all to God. That's what we're supposed to do. I'm going to tell you something. You can't stand on the battlefield by yourself. It may look like it. You may be the one swinging the sword, but at the end of the day, it's God that wrought the victory, so you don't get to claim it. It's God. So he didn't say, I'll back off. I'm going to spoil these people all by myself. I'm going to fill 3 tents full of stuff off this battlefield. No, he enjoyed the spoils with them. Even though Eleazar got weary, he continued to stand, and all Israel benefited. Just meditate on that just a minute. That does me some good. Here's what I want you to get this morning. Your stand is a blessing to someone else. You may look around and ask, where'd everybody go? You may say, I sure am weary, preacher. I've been going through some things, and old devil, he's been after me. Once again, I faced Satan this morning, and I battled him all the day long, and I'm weary. But I tell you this, keep on swinging. Keep on swinging. Resist the devil, he will flee. Not because of who you are, but because of who the Lord is. Cast all ye care upon Him, for He cared for you. That's what we need to do and get accustomed to doing and make that our practice. Just, I'm going to cast it all on the Lord and we're going to see victory. There has never been, go back and check your Bible, there's never been a time where God's people were defeated when they were looking to God. Never. Throughout history, there's never been a time where God's people just been defeated totally and annihilated because they were dependent on God. God gives the victory. You may look around, Brother Brad, I tell you, I'm sure am weary. I sure am tired of swinging this old sword. But if we help someone enjoy the victory, it will be worth it all. Brother Brad, there's not many getting saved anymore. Been a while since we've been to the creek. I know it's not all about baptizing. I know somebody has to be saved. Been a while since somebody come and said, I've trusted the Lord. Brother Brad, not many people getting saved anymore. Keep swinging the sword. Victory will come after a while. Keep swinging the sword. Brother Brad, I tell you, no one's in the battle with me anymore. What's that to you? Keep swinging. No one seems to be listening anymore. Keep swinging. Someone needs to see your faithfulness. I know the Sunday school lesson this morning over at Mars Hill, they kind of got off on the thought of, you know, people watching you. How that even when you're not paying attention, somebody notices you. Somebody said, well, I was at work the other day and I didn't pay anything attention. And somebody said, later, I saw you over there working. He said, well, really? I didn't even know you were around. He said, I got to thinking, I wonder what they saw. Somebody's always watching you. They always see you. Even when you're not aware of it, people see you. Someone needs to see someone not giving up. Let that sink in just a minute. Someone needs to see someone not giving up. Someone needs to see someone willing to fight. And again, look, I'm not talking about getting on Facebook and airing out dirty laundry. And that's a lot of people, that's the way they're fighting these days. We're talking about fighting a spiritual adversary. See, there are plenty of defeats that make the news. There's plenty of that. If there's been somebody defeated, somebody gave up, some preacher got put on the shelf somewhere, some Christian made a bad mistake, oh, you're going to get that news. It'll be around. There's plenty of defeats that's making the news. I want to encourage you this morning, let someone be reminded of victory in Jesus. That's what they need to see in us. Victory in Jesus. Not moping about, murmuring, worried about all this and that and the other. They need to see us faithfully trusting the Lord. It don't matter how bad things get out here. It don't matter. God's still going to give His faithful people victory on the battlefield. And after a while, maybe some more come around to enjoy the spoils. And I say thank the Lord for that. Let them come back. Enjoy the spoils. That's wonderful. Look at Luke 23. I have a great burden on my heart this morning. I know we've eaten after a while. At least we don't have to go sit at the restaurant and wait for somebody to cook it. So I got a few extra minutes this morning. Luke chapter 23. I say that jokingly now. I know y'all don't have me on a time schedule. Somebody get on to me after a while. Well, you ain't. When you take that clock down, that clock's beneficial. But I'm not paying that much attention to it. So just understand that. Luke 23, verse 39. Jesus is on the cross and He's hanging there between two malefactors. Verse 39. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on Him, saying, if Thou be Christ, save Thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked Him, saying, dost not Thou fear God, seeing Thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due rewards of our deeds, but this man had done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. If you go back and you get the background scripture to this story, and it's not just a story, it's a happening, but you go back and get the background to it, and you have the enemy laughing about this day. You have soldiers that crucified the Lord. He started there. In the beginning, they mocked Him and laughed at Him. And they put a robe on Him and they bowed down and they mocked Him being the King of the Jews. They put a crown of thorns on His head, let Him bleed, all while they just laughed at Him. The Pharisees, no doubt, laughing because they finally nipped this in the bud, this man that had turned their world upside down, and more important, their religion upside down. He tore all that all to pieces, and they were no doubt laughing because they felt like they were getting a laugh, last laugh. And you have soldiers that were there looking up at the Lord, and they're gambling over His clothes, and they're laughing at Him. And now you've got this malefactor, and he is scorning the Lord, and he's casting just hate toward Him. And, oh, if you are the Lord, you ought to save us. And, leave Him alone. Let Him call. Let's see if Elijah's going to come and help him. Or let's see if God will deliver him. If he said he was the Son of God, if the Lord will have him, all this is going on. Well, the enemy's having, I believe if we could see behind the scenes, you'd probably see the demons laughing at this day. They just didn't know the rest of the story. In the midst of this battle, Lord's weary. He fell beneath the load carrying that cross. He's weary. He's been bearing it all by himself. Father, why hast thou forsaken me? He's got the load of the world on him. And in the midst of it all, Jesus gave a hopeless sinner the greatest hope of all. In the midst of it all. If ever there was an unworthy man receive the spoils of victory, it was this thief. Lord, remember me. Thou comest thy kingdom. Today you'll be with me in paradise. Oh, he didn't do anything. Where was he on the battlefield? He never made it. He didn't do anything. Didn't even get baptized. He didn't do anything. Except ask the Lord to remember him. He just trusted, this is Jesus. This is the Son of God. He put his soul into the hands of Christ. If there's ever been a man, let me take that back. If there's ever been a man that has enjoyed the spoils of victory, it's me. I don't deserve to be able to stand before you. I don't deserve to be saved, first of all. I don't deserve that. I didn't do anything to get saved. I didn't do anything to help Brad O'Neill out. I was the enemy. And he saved me anyway. He did it all. You talking about swinging the sword? Oh, Eliezer, he's swinging the sword on the battlefield. And look, and here comes everybody after a while, and they enjoy the spoils of what he done. That's Jesus on a much higher plane. He's swinging the sword. He's done everything. And when it's all said and done, 2,000 plus years later, all I had to do was say, Lord, save me. And just trusted him in my heart. And he saved my soul. I don't deserve that. I don't deserve to be part of his church. I get to be part of this great work God has given us. I get to preach the Word of God. There's enough motivation in that one thought to keep me faithful the rest of my life. On the battlefield, swinging a sword if I've got to be the only one swinging. Thank the Lord I'm not. Brother Jake, I come in this place and here I am, got people sat. When I look around, I got somebody by each side. I look around, we fight this thing side by side. What have we got to worry about? What have we got to fear? What have we got to get discouraged about? Jesus spoiled the enemy for us, and he let us come in on that. He said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll faint. We'll reap if we faint not. Not only did we get saved, didn't earn it, come in on the spoils of victory. He spoiled death, hell, the grave, the devil. He spoiled them all. Every enemy we face, he spoiled them already. And we get to come in on that and benefit from it. But if that's not good enough, he said, I got more laid up for you. And you'll get to reap in that if you just faint not. Don't give up along the way. Hold fast to rejoicing, firm to the end. This morning, I want to encourage you, let us be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. He will continue to give victory. There has never been a time when God's people trusted the Lord, He didn't come through for them. So we can smile, we can be happy as a lark, because we're on the winning team. Last verse on.